In the beginning, when God created the heavens, the earth, the stars, and the oceans, he made them perfect. Or at least, that's what we're told to believe. Everything was in its place. The earth's corners, its seasons, the towering mountains, the unfathomable depths of the oceans. The balance of it all, flawless. And when he created the angels, he made them perfect too. Beautiful, radiant, and one would assume content in their perfection. So God gave each of the angels a purpose, a job, and a name, neatly tied to their duties. The angel who brought the sun at the break of day was called Morning, with golden hair and eyes that lit up the sky. The one who ruled over the moon and the late hours was Night, dressed in a dark jeweled gown of stars, slipping through the world's cracks, serene and calm. Then there was Sea, entrusted with the vast deep waters, endless and strong, flowing with mystery contained in blue. Each one had a role so obvious, so clear, so damn perfect. But then, just before the end of the work week, on Friday at almost 5 p.m., God created one last angel. Maybe it was because it was Friday, or maybe because even the Almighty Lord deserves a break and a little freedom to wrap things up early. But whatever the reason, or more likely, no reason at all, this angel was different. Unlike the others, he wasn't given a name, a title, or even a purpose. He had wings, but they were broken, like something tossed together at the last minute, like an idea that's only half formed, like something we all do when we're rushing to finish by the end of the day on a Friday. Aware of all his glaring imperfections and his lack of purpose, the nameless angel couldn't stop wondering, why? Why was I made this way? As if the question might change the answer. But then again, angels are not allowed to complain. Such pettiness, such trivialities, are privileges reserved for humans. Still, unlike the indulgence of complaint, suffering and pain are things all creation must bear, something even angels cannot escape. So our nameless friend retreated, hiding high in the clouds where he could escape the world below, where no one would see him. He wept there, his silent tears spilling into a bitter ache that gnawed at the edges of his heart. From his perch in the clouds, he began to notice the humans below. How freely they expressed their dissatisfaction, their complaints spilling out like overturned jars. Sometimes their gripes were justified, a broken roof, an empty belly, the loss of someone dear. But more often, their grievances were petty, almost laughable. This bread is too hard. The wind is too strong. Why does it always rain when I wash my clothes? The angel listened, and as much as he wanted to scoff, he also couldn't help but envy them. At least they had the freedom to voice their pain, to release it into the world. And so one day, he decided to do something unthinkable. Carrying his questions and his brokenness like heavy stones, he flew to the presence of the Almighty. He stood there, small and trembling, and for the first time he dared to speak. Why? The nameless angel asked, why did you even create me, God? God, ever patient and unbothered by the angel's outburst, tilted his head, studying him with a quiet curiosity. Perhaps he was surprised by the boldness of the question, maybe even amused, wondering where the angel had learned to voice his grievances so humanly. Or perhaps, for a fleeting moment, he remembered the hurried Friday afternoon when he had created this particular angel, this asymmetrical creature. But these are only speculations. I wouldn't dare presume to know what passes through the mind of the Almighty. All I can tell you is what he said, and it was this. With the tenderness of a father and the care that only the infinite can provide, he replied, I don't owe you an explanation. And he dismissed the angel from his almighty presence, as if relieved to avoid the angel's protest. But then, noticing the angel's face, full of longing, God softened. But if you desire it, he said, I will give you a challenge. Complete it, and I will fix your wings and give you a name. The nameless angel accepted the challenge right away, agreed before even thinking. He didn't consider the task's wisdom, its difficulty, or even its purpose. He just said yes, because saying no felt like a different kind of failure. God then revealed a clay pot, pristine and flawless, its surface shimmering faintly in the divine light. For 6 months, God said, With his godly voice, you will carry water from the fountain of life in heaven across the earth, and you will not spill a single drop. The angel stared at the pot, his mind instinctively picking apart the task. The distance between heaven and earth was enormous, almost unimaginable. His wings, broken and aching, were already a challenge just to keep him in flight. But then it happened. Just as God extended the pot, it slipped from the angel's unsure hands. Time seemed to slow as it fell, striking the ground with a sharp crack. The angel flinched, his chest tightening with panic. This wasn't just a mistake. It was proof of his flaw, his inability to do even the simplest thing right. "The pot is cracked now," the angel said. "It's useless and broken." God looked at him and corrected him gently. "It's just cracked and broken, not useless." "Take it," God said, "and don't forget it is you who asked for this challenge." The angel held the fractured pot, feeling its weight, not just physical, but something more. It was heavier now, a symbol of his brokenness, his inadequacy. He looked up, but God said nothing more. The moment was over. The task had begun. For 6 months, he carried that pot. Day after day, water leaked from its cracks, spilling in the most inconvenient and unpredictable ways. Yet the nameless angel never gave up. He just kept going, stubbornly pressing on. He tried everything, covering the cracks with his trembling hands, patching them with whatever he could find. Nothing worked. It was always the same. He failed. By the end of the 6 months, the angel was hollow with exhaustion. His wings sagged, his spirit felt crushed under the weight of his failures. When he finally returned to the presence of the Almighty, he couldn't even lift his gaze. Holding out the pot, cracked, leaking, and useless, he whispered, "I've failed. The pot is worthless, and so am I." God didn't answer immediately. He took a deep, holy breath and then said, "It's not worthless. It's just cracked and broken." Then he asked the angel to turn around. "Turn around," the Lord Almighty said. The angel turned, and what he saw left him breathless. The path he had walked for 6 months, barren and lifeless when he began, had transformed. Where the cracked pot had spilled its contents, there were now flowers blooming in vibrant hues, trees standing tall and full of life, and a river flowing freely where only dust had been before. His brokenness, his so-called failures, had become the source of something extraordinary, something not seen since the first days of creation. "You are not worthless," the Lord said. "Nor are you a mistake, nor a failure. You are just a little broken. You, with your broken wings and a cracked pot, have brought life where there was none. And that, my child, is the purpose of all creation." The angel stood in awe, overwhelmed by the truth before him. For so long he had been consumed by his own shortcomings, blinded by his sense of failure. But now he could see clearly. His brokenness had not been a curse, it had been a gift. From it he had brought life into the world. The nameless angel knelt before God. "Thank you, Lord," he said, "for your patience, for helping me understand. Please allow me to return to the earth. I know my purpose now." God, seeming both surprised and pleased, said, "To have a purpose, you must first have a name." The angel smiled, a small but certain smile. "Oh, I believe I already have one. The people of the earth call me Rain."
Feel it dropping on my skin. Raindrops dancing in the wind. Wash away the sorrow sting. Let the magic rain begin.